I almost forgot this public service announcement here. For those of you who have not heard, if you go to the KADAC website, I have up at the top of the page in the club news section some important information. If you have not heard of this, read the information that I have up there, watch the videos that I have links to, and then submit your comment to the FCC. There is a threat to the 440 amateur radio band from a commercial company. The FCC is considering a proposal to use the 430 to 440 frequency band, ham radio band, for a global satellite network by a commercial company called AST Space Mobile. Basically, the system is, what they've already done, they've already put up four satellites using ham radio frequencies, which to me the FCC should be fining them for, because they are transmitting on amateur radio frequencies without a license, without any approval from the FCC. So in my opinion, they should be fining this company for doing so, and also having them turn off the satellites, because they already have been recording harmful interference. They want the FCC to grant them use of that 430 to 440 band across the world. So not only in the United States, but to supersede all of the other governing bodies in Canada and Australia and Europe, to give up, everybody to give up those frequencies for this satellite network. And they want the basically FCC to grant this and leave, supersede everybody else, that nobody else around the world gets a say-so in this. So there is the ARRL comments. There is the AST comments. I have a link for that. There is an article I have from PC Magazine that made comments on this. There are two videos from the first one that came out from Ham Radio DX, one of the YouTubers talking about this. There is a follow-up video after the ARRL made comments, and then they came back with their counter comments. So there's a second video that talks about that. There is also another video from Ham Radio Prep. So if you watch the video from Ham Radio Prep, he will tell you what he actually said to submit your comments to the FCC. I did those today. I sent that through. So there was instructions, and basically what he said, that we are opposed to the FCC granting this, not only for the United States, but for the world. They do not have the authority to give away those frequencies to an American company to across the world. So, if you want to keep your frequencies in the 440 band, then submit out your information there. It's a short little thing. You put your name, your address, your call sign if you got it, and then just some comments about this. So get it out there. They've already had 17 international groups voice their opposition against this, as well as thousands of hams in the United States and, again, across the world. Not sure what their numbers are. So this is something that should not happen, and they're claiming that they will not cause interference, that it's going to be intermittent, but there's planned to put up 248 satellites that basically will blanket the world and essentially interfere with ham radio, satellite communications, and emergency communications. So there's my two cents there. Take a look on the KADAC website. All right, next up on the list, 88 KPR, standby Tom, NADUI. Good evening again, Bob.
Good evening, Ron, and thank you for that information. Sounds like a hostile takeover. And sounds like they're pretty confident they're going to get it if they've already got satellites in the air. They already got some birds flying around. So, I don't know how you stop something like that. Sounds like they're going to get what they want. But opposition, I guess, is the only defense we have. So I have to do that. I have to check the website out. And, I'm right at, you said you were at Yogi Bear Park in Frankenmuth. I'm exactly 1 mile east of that park. It's all open farm field between the park and my house. You can, during the winter when all the leaves are off the trees and the crops are down, if there's any trailers parked on the far east side of the park, you know, I can see them. So, yeah, I'm not too far from there, a mile away. And sometimes the wife and I will take a bicycle ride and go through the, there's trails in the farmer's fields, you know, so we can get to different parts of the field. We'll take our bicycles and ride down the trails and go into the park because we're big-time campers, you know, so we'll go through there and take a ride to the park on our bikes and see what's the latest, greatest in the camping world. But we also do that with, I'm a member of Outdoor Adventure also, so that's always fun to go there and see what the latest and greatest things are. Some of the gadgets people have, or just the new styles of campers and whatnot. That's pretty cool. But, well, I guess we're supposed to get some rain tomorrow. There's a chance of it, good chance of it. So we'll see what happens. I could use some. Like I said, I got the weeds are getting crazy in my garden. But it's mostly this one weed that I can't remember the name of it, but apparently you can eat it. You can use it for salads. And I can't remember what it's called, but it has like a red stems with a green leaves, and they're like rubbery. They look rubbery, succulent type stuff. And I never tasted one, but apparently you can eat them. They're full of good vitamins, full of good stuff. But I haven't even tasted one, so I have no idea what it tastes like. All I know is you can't kill that stuff. You can rototill your garden, and it seems whatever piece you break off just takes root again. So, yeah, it's a real pain. But, yeah, Ron, thanks for doing that, Ron. I guess I was a little long-winded on that one. Thanks for doing that, Ron. And 7-3-0, everybody. Have a great week. Back to that control and AKPR.